My lesson today is on servanthood. You can become a servant of the Lord. You can serve His people. I know that many think they have nothing to work with, nothing to give, no fitting thing to offer. But you do remember the little widow woman who had just a little. She threw into the offering plate one denaro. Jesus says she gave more than them all. We all have something we can give. We all have something God can use. Moses had a staff. David had a sling. Samson had a jawbone. Rahab had a string. Mary had an ointment. Dorcas had a needle. All were used by God. What do you have? Whatever you have, do all the good you can, by all the means you can, in all of the ways that you can, and in every place that you can, and at all times you can, and to all people that you can do good deeds to, as long as you ever live. Do not discount the smallness of your deed. God sees greatness in things that we only see smallness. God values us and the things that we have much different than we do. We sometimes look at our meager means and think, surely, there's nothing we can do with this. But friend, just like the little boy who gave his few fishes and a few pieces of bread, he gave them to Jesus. Jesus blessed them. And Jesus used that insignificant lunch to feed a multitude. It is no secret what God can do. What He has done for others, He can do it for you. It's lesson time now. Scoot up your chair and lean in. In my lesson today, I'm going to read some verses of Scripture from Luke, the 22nd chapter. Verse 24 reads like this, "And there was also strife among them, which of them should be accounted the greatest." In the next verse, Jesus said to them, "The kings of the Gentile exercise lordship over them, but you shall not be so. That is greatest among you, and he that is chief, be as one that serves." Jesus said, "I came not to be served." And again, in the book of John, chapter 12, and verse 26, Jesus said, "If any man serve me, let him follow me. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor." There is great honor in being a servant to the King of Kings. God knows how to honor His servants. But then there are some who shy away from servanthood. The thought of being a servant is humiliating. They feel that they are being less than what they could be if they resign themselves to being only a servant. They think themselves too good. It appears that they're just too full of themselves. When you are full of yourself, God can't fill you. It is only when you empty yourself of your pride, your arrogancy, and high-minded, when you have emptied yourself of these, God will have a vessel that He can use. God is looking for empty vessels that He may fill them with Himself, fill them with His nature, fill them with His divine Holy Spirit, that it may be emptied out upon the world. we find that those apostles of Jesus, after they had received the promise of the Father, after they had received that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel, sought not their own. Matthew, in his gospel, mentioned his own name only twice, and both times he called himself a tax collector. In his list of apostles, Matthew assigned himself the eighth place. John doesn't even mention his name in his gospel. The 20 appearances of John in the book of John all refer to John the Baptist. John the Apostle simply called himself the other disciple, or the disciple whom Jesus loved. Luke, the doctor, wrote two of the most important books in the Bible, but never once wrote his own name. Paul, the Bible's most prolific writer, referred to himself as a fool. He also called himself the least of the apostles. He claimed to be less than the least of all saints. In one of his letters, he referred to himself as the chief of sinners. King David never wrote a song celebrating his victory over Goliath, but he wrote a song confessing his sins. There's Joseph. Rather than make a name for himself, he made a home for Jesus. So what am I saying? I'm saying that Jesus, the Master, is looking for servants, and we should be willing to become a servant, because there's going to be two phrases that the king that judges the earth, there'll be two phrases that he's going to use. God is going to speak to two groups of people, and to each of those groups, he's going to speak one sentence that's going to determine where they end up at. These two sentences will ring in the people's ears for all eternity. They will lead us either to praise, glory, honor, or regret and everlasting despair. One of those phrases is, "You did it to me." The other is that you did it not to me. You can find these phrases in Matthew 25. You can start reading at verse 31, which tells us that when the Son of Man comes in his glory, he will gather all the nations before him. He will separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep. He'll set the sheep on the right hand and the goats on the left hand. And then the king that is going to judge the world will say to them on the right hand, "Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Because I was hungry and thirsty, and you gave me food and drink. I was a stranger and naked. You took me in. You clothed me. I was sick. I was in prison. And you came to me." And then the king will tell them, "Inasmuch as you done it unto one of the least of these my brothers, you have done it to me." And then he'll say to those on his left hand, "I was hungry and thirsty, and you didn't feed me. I was homeless and naked. You didn't take me in and clothe me. I was sick and in prison, and you didn't come to me." Therefore, the king shall say to them, "Inasmuch as you did not do this to the least of these my brethren, you did it not to me." Then the king judge will say, "Depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." I know most people don't want to hear about the judgments of God, but they're just as real as the heaven of God. His punishment to the wicked is just as real as his great and exceedingly great rewards to the righteous. So I would say to you today, choose servanthood over being served. If you're wondering, how do we serve Jesus? You serve Jesus by serving the brethren. You serve Jesus by serving his children. Whatsoever you do to the least of his brethren, you do it to him. In fact, Jesus goes on to say, "He that gives a drink of water to one of these of my brethren shall not lose his reward."